Hey friends, Peggy Hall back with you from thehealthyamerican.org. Just a short video to talk about the underside of informed consent. I just did a video for you about the Informed Consent Action Network, which was founded by Del Bigtree. And it was so troubling to me because he is doing this bill that he's trying to get introduced into different state legislatures called a bill to increase vaccine confidence. And in that, the name of the group is called Informed Consent Action Network. This phrase of informed consent, I think, gets tossed around a lot in the freedom arena, where people think if I just have informed consent, that means I have the right to say no. But I want you to think about it. Informed consent is actually designed to protect the doctor so that you can't go sue the doctor afterwards saying that you didn't know what was going on. So let's go to the mainstream medical merry-go-round, and we're going to hop right on over to the AMA, and that is the American Medical Association. And it has an entire section here called informed consent. And it says informed consent to medical treatment is fundamental in both ethics and law. Patients have the right to receive information and ask questions about recommended treatments so that they can make well-considered decisions. And I agree with that. I think it's great. I think that the patients should be given the information. I have been teaching about this for going on 5 years and helping people understand their patient's bill of rights and their right of no consent to any medical treatment that they don't want to participate in, regardless of whether or not it is an experiment. Often we are speaking, or people are speaking, about informed consent as if they are only participating in a medical experiment. And in fact, for the last several years, all of these interventions, the suffocation devices and the nasal swab assaults, and of course, becoming a human pincushion, all of these are experiments. None of them have been approved or licensed by the FDA. Not that I care. Oh, I forgot to say that YouTube tells me that I need to agree with everything the FDA says. So the fact is, none of these are approved. So they are all experiments. But even if something is not an experiment, let's say that you are being given the option to go in for surgery to set your broken leg, you have a right to no consent of any procedure that you do not consent to. I've been speaking about this for years. What concerns me is this phrase, informed consent, as if, as long as you know what the risks are, you're going to go along with it. And that somehow magically you're going to be protected because you were told the risks. And the fact of the matter is that the informed consent is designed not only for you to understand what's going on, but I would say primarily to protect the medical professionals so that they're not going to be sued if you underwent a procedure or took some medication or participated in some kind of experiment and you didn't understand the risks of that. What troubles me in this whole informed consent scenario is that it's as if all you need is to be told how dangerous it is, and then everything is fine. And then you can decide whether you want to do it or not. In my opinion, again, it needs to be a focus on the fact that you have a right of no consent. I would rather have all of the headlines talking about no consent instead of informed consent, because informed consent gives the indication that you are consenting because now you are informed. I hope that makes sense. I just wanted to give you this brief underside of the informed consent argument. It is not enough to protect you. The informed consent paperwork, that's why you sign it, so that if anything goes wrong, it protects the doctor down the road. My heart goes out to all of you, and there are many of you who told me that your loved ones suffered horrible situations at the hands of these medical professionals over the last few years. And you may have been signing something, or they may have been signing something that they didn't even realize. Now, many of you were telling me about the FDA taking away some of the informed consent for certain procedures. And I'm going to share that with you as well. And that came right here. The FDA eases. In fact, I'm just going to read it. Well, I'll show you where it is, and I will have a link for you in my Substack, which is peggyhall.substack.com. And let me share my screen here. And here we have it. So the FDA eases informed consent requirements for minimal risk trials. This came out at the end of December. And basically, it says that under the FDA's current regulations, informed consent exceptions are only allowed in certain cases, such as life-threatening situations when certain emergency research requirements are met. And with a presidential waiver for specific military operations, that does not sound too good. And here, now it says that informed consent can be waived under five criteria. The clinical investigation involves no more than minimal risk to research subjects. Well, I don't think that's a good reason for eliminating or waiving the informed consent. Waiving or altering informed consent will not adversely impact the rights and welfare of participants. How can that even be true? The investigation could not practicably be carried out without the waiver or alteration. So they're telling you plainly that they would not be able to do this experiment if they allowed for informed consent. And then when appropriate, participants are provided with additional relevant information after they started participating in the investigation, which means the trial or experiment. And finally, if there is research involving identifiable private information or identifiable biospecimens, the research could not be practicably carried out without using the information in an identifiable format. The bottom line for me, friends, and this is a personal choice, you have to decide whether or not you want to participate in one of these investigations, also known as a trial, also known as a medical experiment. Sadly, millions and millions and millions of Americans have been participating in these trials without even realizing it and without getting paid and without giving their consent. Although, because I am not personally a human pincushion, I don't know if anybody had to sign anything. Let me know if you did participate in this with all of the cooties hogwash, and if you had to sign something before you did that, or if they asked you questions before you participated, because it seems as if the informed consent was not given, as flimsy as though it may be. I look at it as a cover story, as if to say, well, now that you know, you can consent. That's why it's called informed consent instead of the right of no consent. As for me, I'm not planning on participating in any of these investigations, trials, or experiments. Sadly, I know there are people who do it for money, and my heart goes out to them. Let me know what you think. Have you ever participated in a clinical trial, an investigation, an experiment willingly? Did you sign a waiver for your informed consent? And do you believe that you really were informed before you were consented? What say you?